How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're talking about Nissan Trotter's Action After item, and you probably know where this is going if you listen to the full episode, but the Action After specifically is going to be to take the action today. All right, today in all caps. It's not take the action in 2023, now that we're here in 2022. It's not take the action once we get into the second quarter of 2022. It's not take the action next Tuesday. It's to take the action today. All right, now as we break down this action after, we're going to be breaking it down into three simple pieces. And really our goal over today's action after is going to be, how do we get you to start building momentum in your life? And if you're taking notes, whether that's just by listening to this or you're actually someone who, you know, really listens to a podcast and digests it and takes some notes, one thing you can write down or just, you know, pin in your brain for a second is that momentum is the hardest thing to gain and it is the easiest thing to lose. All right, I'll say that again. Momentum is the hardest thing to gain and the easiest thing to lose. Now, for many of us, as we've come into this new year of 2022, momentum has been in our favor, right? It's a new start, a fresh year. You know what I mean? All these goals are new. We're so in just barely into the year that a lot of us have momentum, but the key is to keep that momentum. Right? Momentum is the hardest thing to gain and the easiest thing to lose. That could be for fitness. That could be for a business. That could be for your career. That could be for so many different things. And so what we want to do now that we've kicked off 2022 and many of us have momentum is we want to keep that momentum. So what I want you to do as we start to explore today is the first part of the action after item, very simple, is asking yourself, what is one thing that you want to achieve in the next day to year, right? I'm gonna keep this one nice and open for you, right? Keep it very, very broad and allow you to pick what's something you want to achieve, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your health, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in your career. What is one thing that you want to achieve in the next day to year? And for many of you, I'm guessing as you listen to this, you may already have something that pops up. What I'm gonna ask you to do is pick that thing that instantly popped into your head. Don't go into a long sort of, well, what's the thing in this? Complexity is the enemy of execution, right? I'll say that again. Complexity is the enemy of execution. If we sometimes go, well, I need to have the right goal or the right thing I want to achieve. And we make it so complex that we never actually take any action. We don't get to step two in this action after. So what you want to do is ask yourself again, what's something you want to achieve in the next day to year, and instantly pick the first thing that just popped into your mind right now. All right, pick that thing. Now, once you have this thing that you know you want to achieve, whether it's in a week you want to achieve this, it's in a month, it's in 6 months or a year, the second thing that you're going to do is take one action that can get you closer to that right now. Right now. All right, I'm not talking in 5 minutes. I'm not talking in 5 hours. What is one thing you can do to get closer to that right now? Now, what I'm going to call you to do, because we're all about action here, is if you really are serious, you're saying that thing, I really do want to achieve it, and you're not lying to yourself about it, like you really do want to achieve this thing. You have that drive, that desire to really create this thing in your life. What I'm going to ask you to do right now is pause this episode and actually go take that action right now. All right, this is how we start to move the needle forward in our life, is we don't put things off, right? Someone once told me this and I thought it was so beautifully said, and I think this is all a lesson we can take in our lives today, is that it's not about perfect action. It's about taking multiple imperfect actions. All right, so again, don't get caught up in your head going, I have this thing I want to achieve and I could do this and that. What's the first thing you think you could do right now to get closer to that? Is it sending someone an email? Is it making a phone call? Is it writing and planning out a business model? Is it going and researching something online? Right? What is something that you can do right now to get you closer to that goal? All right, again, if you're really serious about that thing you wrote down, and one thing I'll even share with you to get a little bit raw and real today, is some of us maybe in that first part wrote down, this is something I want to achieve, but a question that I'd have you ask yourself is, do you really want to achieve that? Is it something you just write down and you go, yeah, it would be cool to do that? Or is it something that you actually want to achieve in your life? One of my mentors, he once told me, said, Stu, you can have excuses or you can have the life that you actually want, right? You can have excuses or you can have the life that you actually want. So the thing you wrote down, I want you to ask yourself, is that something you really want? And if you really do want that thing, you got to begin to ask yourself, what are you willing to do in order to actually make it real, right? Someone I was talking to the other day, they said that in life, there's the ROI, right? We all know what that is, the return of investment, that when we take an action, the return is going to be that we're going to get closer to that goal, right? We're going to get closer to that thing we want to achieve in our life. But another way you want to start to look at it is the COI, right? And what the COI is the cost of inaction, right? The cost of inaction, right? We go, well, yeah, we know the return of investment is when I take this action, I'm going to get closer. Or when I do this thing, I'm going to achieve this goal. But the real question we need to ask is, well, what is the cost of inaction, right? If you don't take the action that we're talking about taking right now and pausing the audio right now to go take, if you do not take that action, what is the cost of the inaction? Is the cost that you are going to continue to be at a job that you do not like? Is the cost going to be that you're going to continue to wake up and be like miserable, not excited about the life that you have, right? Is the cost of inaction that maybe it's going to impact people in your relationship? Because if you're miserable in the work that you do, you better believe that that energy filters and floods into your relationship as well. So is the cost of not taking an action right now, is the cost of inaction going to be your relationship? Is the cost of inaction for some of us maybe going to be our health, right? If we don't take that action and we stay in this low negative energy state, we're probably not going to take care of our body as well. So is the cost of inaction going to be your health? Is the cost of inaction going to then turn to your family, right? Because if your health isn't good, well, now that affects your family, right? What I want you to start to see here is there are very clear and very specific costs that you will inquire by taking no action. And I hope if you're listening to this right now that you're really starting to look at your life and say, what are the costs of no action? What are the costs of inaction? And as we're now here a little bit into 2022, start asking yourself, what are maybe the cost of inactions you've already had for not taking as much action as you know you should have taken this year? Right? Just a few things to think about. All right? But again, to go over just the first two here, and then we're going to pause. If you haven't already paused and gone and taken the action, if you have, welcome back. But if you have not left yet, the two things we're going to do is, what is one thing you want to achieve in the next day to year? Figure it out. Whatever pops into your head immediately, let it be that. Second thing is, go take an action right now that is going to get you closer to that, and realize that if you do not pause this audio, that if you do not take that action, there is a massive and there is a real cost of inaction that will come into your life. All right, so pause the audio right now. Go take that action. And you're back. Welcome, my friend. If you left and paused it and took that action, I want to say congratulations for taking action, because that's what life's all about. That's how we really create this life that we love, is by taking action. And if you didn't pause it and you go, well, I'll just do it later, pause it right now. Go take the action. All right. Make sure you take the action right now. All right. Now, as we dive into the third part of the action after this week, it is going to be to use the momentum that you've just built by taking that action to go take another action in the next 24 hours, right? Again, we talked about this earlier. Momentum is the hardest thing to gain and the easiest thing to lose. So now that you've taken one action and you've started to build momentum, use that momentum to take another action, right? In life, one of the truest truths is that action creates clarity. So now that you've built this momentum, you've taken an action, the secret now is use this momentum in your favor. Use the momentum to get to where you want to go faster. And how you're going to do that is you're going to use the momentum you've just built to take another action that's going to get you closer to that goal that you have for the next day or next year. And you're going to take that next action in the next 24 hours. All right, if you really want to keep building this out, all you got to do is every 24 hours, ask yourself, what is an action that I'm taking to get closer to that goal that I have? And sooner or later, you're going to find out that that goal that you set for yourself while you were listening to this episode of the Finding Direction Action After, that result that you set for yourself, that thing you wanted to achieve, is actually your real life now. Because you said, you know what? The return of investment to me is greater than the cost of an action that I'm willing to suffer through. So you took the action. All right, that is going to be it for this week, my friends. I hope you really do start to feel that the COI, the cost of an action, is real. I hope you've already paused this maybe even once or twice. Maybe right now you're listening to me while you're taking that action. Continue to take the actions. You freaking got this. I'm so excited for you. I'm so grateful for you for joining us another week here on the Action After. And other than that, everybody, that is all we got this week. Other than that, I will see you. I will talk to you whichever way you listen and join us on the podcast next week. And other than that, everybody, have a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal rest of your week. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.